Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Samech Hey. Pick it up at the top of the page, six lines down by the two dots. Zok the next Eilige statement of the Mishnah. Aval Amr Chachamim Kolof. The Chachamim said that any bird that is that claws is not kosher, and if it has an added toe or a crop, the gizzard that the gizzard can be peeled is kosher. And Elizabeth Sadek said any bird that parts the toes of his feet is non-kosher, like two and two. Taim was in a bite, Rabbi Gamliel, Mayor Rabbi Gamliel says, Doris for Ochel, be a do it, you tell me if it claws and it eats, it is definitely not kosher. Hishla Esme, Sarah, if it has an added toe, if it's affecting a crop, if a carcass of a niklaf, but is it shatar, then you know that it is tar. And Elizabeth Sadek, Mayor, when you're not sure of a clause, then moschin lo chut shel meshicha, we stretch out a cord for it and observe how it stands. Im cholikus raglav, if it parts its toes, then shtaim lekan, then tame. Shalosh lekan, v'achas lekan, tahor. Avashim ben Elazar, omer kolof akolit min avir, any bird that grabs its food from mid-air, then it will be tame. Rashi says, what is that mid-air? Is that kishazorkin lo meichol, you throw it food? And kotel toch piv mekabel ben avir, he grabs it in its mouth in the middle of flying, and it's tummy. Tziparta nami miklet kolta, but the tziparta, which is a kosher animal, also grabs its food in the middle of the air. Says Rashi, makirin hayu shehi tahora v'zeshma. It's Torah, and that's its name. Amar Abaye kolet v'ochel karminen. No, Rishon Lazer means that a bird grabs its prey from midair and eats it without putting down the ground. That's a finah kosher. That's not what happens. Rashi says, "Ve'enu minichol aretz ad shelo yuv le'enu." That's going to be zara kosher, but apparently, so the bird puts it down. Achir mamrim, shakin, shachin im tamei and tamei. A bird that hangs out with non-kosher birds is itself someone who's not kosher. Im tahorin tahor, and it hangs out with tahor birds, then it's going to be tahor. Kiman, who's it go like Rabbi Eliezer? Goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya once had a bite, Rabbi Eliezer. Omer lo nechinam alech zarzir. It's all over. It's not for nothing. If the zarzir hangs out with the ori, if I'm a place, you know, it's its type. They're both tam and they're no good. Says Gemara, love dafkas Rabbi Eliezer. Feel tamer abanon. You can even say that it's the Rabbanan shachen v'nidme karminan. We say that a bird is not kosher when it hangs out with a non-kosher bird and it looks something which is similar to it. When it looks like the non-kosher bird, it's also going to be a problem. Domalam, b'mar iso, in the way that it appears. Next part of the Mishnah, uvchagavim, when it comes to grasshoppers, kol sheyesh lo, what does it say? If it has four walking legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and the wings cover the majority of the body, it's kosher. And Biosi says that its name has to be chagav. My ruba, what do you mean it covers most of it? Amravidomarav, rov arkal means the majority of the length when it's folded over, when the wings are folded. Va'amri la, some say that it means rov, it came for the greater part of this grasshopper, grows of the circumference of the grasshopper. Amra papa hilkach, therefore, for a grasshopper to be something which is kosher, ba'inan rov arko, we need it to be that it's covering the greater part of the length of being in rov hekefo, it's got to be the greater of the circumference as well. Tanur rabbanan, ein lo achshav asid legadil la'achir zaman. If a grasshopper doesn't have jumping legs now, but it's going to grow later, like when it's a baby, they ain't got none of them legs, can go in a zacha, like the zacha, which develops legs when it gets older, mutter. One that has no jumping legs, even if it doesn't have jumping legs now, it's going to have them later, then it's going to be that it's kosher. My zacha, what's a zacha of the Bryson means? I'm rabbi. Askrin. It's a type of grasshopper called askrin. Tanu Rabbanan, es eile mehem tochelu es arbe. These are the ones you let it eat. Right, the arbe according to its kind, the pasuk says a salam according to its kind, the chargol according to its kind, the chagav according to its kind. Arbe is a govai. Arbe is govai. Okay, different translations of how they say these words. Salam ze rashon, chargol ze nipul, chagav ze gadyan. Ma Talmud Lomar, Limineo Arba Pamim. What does what's it coming to teach me more by saying all these Limineo? Like it brings it up four times as kinds of Limineo. Lahavi Tsipores Kuramim Vyochana Yushalmis Vsuvya Viharzavnis. It's coming to include these type of things that they are kosher as well. Rashi goes through each one of them explaining what they are. We're going to go right there. Okay. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Elu Klali Klalos, Klalos Ve'elu Prati Pratus. These are coming to be generalizing, generalizing generalization and specifying specifications, right? The fact that it keeps saying this. So Arba Ze Govai, Limino, so when it says that Arba is Govai, and Limino is coming Lahavi to include that are going to be kosher also, beep, turn the page. So Machem Beis, Tziporis Kramim, the vineyard Tziporis, which is similar to the Arba, that it's not bald, as well as any other grasshopper that has that type of characteristic as well. Eli Elahabav in Logabachas. So I only know the kosher one. It's a grasshopper that comes in front of us as these four simanim that the Mishnah said, and that it's lacking a bald head. Habav yesh lo gabachas minayin. What happens to grasshopper that comes in four things that comes before us and has a bald head? What do I know that it's going to be kosher? Talmud Lomer salam. It says salam. Zen nipul, which is the bald grasshopper. Limineu lahavias a ushkaf. It's coming to include the ushkaf, which is also a type of grasshopper that's bald. Vienli. Ella above in logabachas above yish logabachas. I only have now a kosher only a grasshopper that comes before us with the four signs, and it either lacks a bald head like the arba or has a bald head like the salam. However, in the zanav, what happens if it comes lacking a tail? However, yish lo zanav minayin, or with a grasshopper that has the four things and it has a tail. I don't know if this is going to be kosher. Talmud lomer chargols. Chargols zerushon which has a tailed. As a tail. Lemineu lahavias a kersephis vs a shalchlonis. It's coming to include these types as well that have tails. The Eliela above in Lugabachas, above Yish Lugabachas, above in Luzanov, above Yish Luzanov, above in Rosho Aroch. What about if it comes lacking a long head. Habav Rosh Aruch Minayin, or it comes with a long head. How do you know it's going to be kosher? Av Narta, Hariata, Dan Binyan Av Mishloshtam. We can make a Binyan Av from all three of them, the Arba, the Salam, and the Chargol. That is, Lo Ri Arba Kriya Chargol. The nature of the Arba is not like that of the Chargol. Velo Ri Chargol Kri Arba, Velo Ri Shneim Kriya Salam, Velo Ri Salam Kri Shneim. It's out of Shavshem, but what's it's out of Shavshem? Sheishlo Arba Raglaim, the Arba Kinefaim, Vakart Sulayim, that's four. Legs and four wings, and v'katulayim, jumping legs, v'kanafayim, chofen is rubo, and their wings cover the majority of their body. Af kol sheyesh la'arba reglayim, v'arba kanafayim, v'katulayim, v'kanafayim, chofen is rubo, that is going to be good, and it's going to be kosher, even if its head is long. V'alo tzartzor azeh. Now, this, what about the tzartzor? It's a type of insect. Rashi says min chagav tamei. It's tamei. The jumps. Yishla arba raglayim. Va'arba kanafayim. Katzalayim. Kanafav. Chofen is yosho. Diachli yeh. What do you think that was mutter? Talmud lomer chagav. Sheshmo chagav. It's got to be something that its name is chagav. Yishmo chagav. Yachol ein bo. El kol esimanim alalu. Even with all these simanim, it's got to be good. Talmud lomer. Lemineu achi bo kol esimanim alalu. That's all these simanim as well. That is the four walking legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and the wings that cover the greater part of its body. Chad gad yo. Chad gad yo. Parach Rabbi Achai, Rav Achai, Ma'il Hanafshik in Rosh Hanarach, but how could you compare this long-headed grasshopper to those that we mentioned in the Pasuk, which have the camera to things that their heads are not elongated? V'chitim, if you want to say, Kevin, the Shavu Bar, someone who says, for someone of the same, Ma'isin of Lo Parchinon, and we can learn that it's kosher, because there's enough of those, and we don't knock off this mashmos because of the fact of the difference of the size of the head. I'll say, okay, that's true. Then chagol namid shavalu. Then what about the chagol? Also similar to the arba and the salam and the four basic things, and it's different only the fact that it has a tail. Lo lich levitesi me arba v'salam. So let the pasuk not write its name and let it be learned out from the arba and the salam. Eli ikel mifrach. No, because it's a problem. Because since it doesn't make it necessary to write
the char goes straight up, it's obvious that there's a basis to knock it off by saying Ma'alanoch shekein ein lahen zanav. You could say that they do not have a tail, but the char goes does have a tail. So we see that the fact that it's just four things is not enough. A grasshopper may be included as kosher only if it's like it. Every one of the features. Hachanami could have asked the question over here as well. Ma'alanoch shekein ein rosh harach. What's the? How can you compare the long-headed grasshopper to those mentioned in the pasuk, which share the characteristics that their heads are not elongated? Allah Amar Rav Chai comes and he says, Salam Yisrael. When it says Salam, it is Yisir, it is extra. Lola Tarachwana Salam, let it not write Salam, but Tisim Arabim Chagal. And let it be learned out from the Arab and the Chagal through the, you know, learn out from the other, comparing what's common to each other, that since the Arab and the Chagal are kosher, and the Salam has the common characteristics of having these four legs, four wings, two jumping legs, two wings covering the body, and the Salam also has to be kosher also. The Mai Parachto, what do you want to, how do you knock it off? Mai La Arba Dein Lo Gabachas, you want to say it doesn't have a bald head? Asimak Arab Chagal, the Yishlo Gabach, Chagal does have it. Mai La Chagal, the Yishlo Zanav, you say it has a tail. Hari Arba Dein Lo Zanav, it doesn't have a tail. Therefore, we can learn out to each other. And Salam, because of Chaman Alamali, then why does the Torah decide to write Salam? Aminu Inu Lagufo, because if it's not mentioned for its own reason, today we're in LaRosh So Oruch. They give it for, in order to the context of a long-headed grasshopper. So the mention of Salam is teaching that even the long-headed grasshopper are kosher as long as they have the four primary characters we said, four walking legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and the wings cover the greater part of the body. We are not done, but beep, Samach Vavam et Aleph, we are going to continue with this category next time. Until then, we're going to stop over here and we'll show you all a great day.